All right. If you could, you know, introduce yourself and tell me about what where you were before Hurricane Katrina.
I was at Timberwood 3.
And your name is Stan?
Stan Alpate. I was on A side, Timberwood 1, downstairs.
In jail?
In jail. Incarcerated.
Was that the old parish prison?
Oh, Timberwood. It's still the parish, all of it together.
And what happened to you as a what were you what happened to you as a prisoner when the hurricane hit?
All right, well, the jury sent me back 21 days. That's when the storm had came. All right, they know the storm would come. Water storm, we're pushing the water out to keep a flood, so that ain't no good. The water's going coming for the sewer, bagging up toilet, shower water, toilet water. And all the power was out. We couldn't get no oxygen. They locked us in and left us.
How deep was the water?
The water came all the way up close to the second bunk, hitting to the third bunk.
And where were the wardens and the guards?
Everybody left. We had to kick the glass out to come to the door just to get out. And they didn't feed us in 2 days. None of that.
And so this was after the levee broke that the guards took off.
Yeah, everybody took it out. Although they had their family in there, and they were getting all jammed. They hung up and rest and forgot about us.
How many prisoners were in there?
Well, it was like, he's still like 60.
And you were on the first floor?
Yeah, and then they moved us up to the third floor. You see the water got so hot, they could bang us up, and then the water started coming up so much up there. And then that's when they called and brought us up on Broad Bridge and set us on the middle of the bridge like a dog.
So there were some guards there?
No, they had one guard rescued.
And he was doing that because he was ordered to, or?
I don't know, because I was locked down. I can't say whether he was ordered to or not, but they came on the boat and brought so many on the boat to the bridge, on Broad Bridge overpass.
And they brought you to a bridge overpass, and what happened then?
And then we loaded us up to the bus to shoot out of town. And then when I got to the hospital, I got contaminated.
Is that from the sewage water in your cell?
Everything. Take my clothes, bind it up, take my shoes, take my underwear, take my T-shirt, and my undershirt. And I stayed in the hospital about 3 weeks with shots and needles and everything.
How long were you in your cell with the water rising with the sewage in it?
All right. About 3 days and downstairs. And the movers upstairs. A day, so you can say about 4 days.
Were you able to get above the water, or were you standing in it?
Was to jump on top of the bunk, that's to keep the water from coming to us, all top of the tables.
And you didn't have any chance to eat? Were you able to talk to each other?
No food, no water, no nothing. Everybody left, all the guards. They brought up one time, one cold cup, no bread, no, that turkey meat, no bread, no none of that. No water, no none of that. So they live up for the die. No oxygen, no nothing. Can't even breathe because everything sat down. And they know we're still. We were looking out the window, seeing they're going to get in their family, going out the yard with their family on the boat. Say, don't worry about the prison. I know what they were saying. Take care of my family. And that's wrong. I'm going to see my lawyer about it.
Did you think you were going to die?
I know I was going to die. If we can kick that glass out, where you going to get the oxygen for? Where you going to get air for? Them glasses thick. They got wires in it. And no cracks or none of it. Thick.
How did you kick it out?
All of us, it took about 3 minutes to kick on that glass for hours. Out. That's to break that glass.
How many men were in your cell?
You got 60 to a cell. That's an open flat light. Tip. That's why I call open flat.
And you had to go through the water to kick that window out?
Yeah, we throw the garbage can, we throw anything that was out. It's sort of heavy just to break that glass. It shattered, and we just had to kick it out because they had wires in. We had to pop the wires to get the glass out.
And that was just in order to breathe?
Just to get out. And when we gone down the steps, that's when the guard was coming up, one guard to put us, walk us through to get us on the bridge. All the rest of them was on the bridge with their family.
And you were with about 60 other prisoners from your cell.
Oh, yeah. You're going to see a lot writing letters to their lawyer. Straight up. I'm not the only one. They're going to say the same thing what I'm saying. Their life was in jail. We must pass prison. All the jailhouses down there, they messed over us. And they know they did. And they could have been back the way of when they first heard about that. They're going to wait till the last minute. And I don't think that was right. And that's all I got to say.
Yeah. All right. But did you say something about being in the Greyhound station?
Yeah, well, I got a release. They dropped me out. They didn't give me no food where we were left for the jailhouse. Brought me all the way to Greyhound and said, that's a wrap. They probably give you a bus ticket. $10, whatever. That's put the one driver that's left. One cell.
Where did they ship you to?
Lake Charles. Lake Charles.
You were in a shelter in Lake Charles?
I was incarcerated. I was in their custody. They had to wait till the jury to find out what section you're in to see what's happening with your case, where they can know what's wrong with you, where they can cut you loose. But by me, they 2 months over, I'm way over the time with the Charles County. And I feel like they hold me.
So what you were charged for, you were overdue your release.
Way overdue. And then when they sent me back 21 days, the DA said, well, I'll come back that 21 days, he's going to cut me a little because he knew that was bad charge. How could you give me a trespassing on a public banking?
So you were in on a trespassing charge?
Yeah, on a public banking. And the bus stop. I went there, no yard, no problem. Trespassing me, you got a gate, something fixing around. And that was wrong. And it took my life, like.
So for a petty crime that, you know, is a bogus charge.
I feel like I was a murderer. That's how I feel like I killed somebody. That's how I feel.
Because they treated you so bad.
Because they're going to make... You're going to make me upset. If I don't talk about it, it might get up. I've been through a lot. You sell the clothes I care for.
All right. Thank you for talking to me, Harold.
I was told you would be able to give me a ride.